All right, great to be with you on this Friday morning from Borgata. Jody Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John. Boy, did Jody get me in a technicality. If Memorial Day is the start of the summer, and if Ferris Bueller was going to that game in late May or early June. But here's the problem with it, James. It's just...
It doesn't feel like a summer
movie.
Yeah, I get it.
Because they're still in school.
Oh, by the way, for the baseball scene... All of them in shorts and short sleeves. That was not an April game at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I think Jody's
You're wearing a parka in that game.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. All right, we're going to get this segment to some audio from Saquon Barkley talking about the tush push. We got a lot up ahead. By the way, Jason Kelce in an hour will join us at 7:30.
That's awesome,
right?
Man. I can't wait to go inside that room. You know?
Man was in the room. I mean, he and Jeffrey. It was Jeffrey Lurie and Jason Kelce against the world. And you know who won? Jeffrey Lurie and Jason Kelce.
Representing us as Philadelphians.
Right.
Like, so look, I'm so proud.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, look, you guys know I thought the tush push should go, but I am, like, legitimately excited it stays because I know it helps the Eagles. Jody, I said yesterday I think it actually is worth at least a win or two. Maybe even three. Probably not three, but a win or two. Do you agree with that?
No.
You think it's worth zero wins? I don't buy it. And I'll tell you why I don't buy it. It's the fourth down conversions in the second quarter, man. It's the times when they go for it, when ordinarily teams would punt. I have seen them, I'll use that word, I don't know if it's the right word, manipulate game flow based on an ability to do something that other teams can. I fundamentally believe the last couple years it has won them an extra game or two per season based on retaining the ball when teams would normally punt.
I really believe that. You have to take it game by game. If you're trying to project it over an entire season, there's a chance that no games today
But I don't think so. I see them score on possessions when other teams would punt, and then they win the game by four. I've seen it.
All right, but let me ask you this. And again, judging by what the Philadelphia Eagle Nation thinks, when it seemed like it was going by the boards.
Yep.
Because you felt that way, right?
I thought it was likely to go, yes. I thought it was likely gone.
The amount of response that I got on, Hurts is going to take it over anyway. All right, fine, they don't want to give us a touch push. He's going to just push it in anyway because he's Jalen Hurts. You have to take that into consideration too.
Well, that's a factor. I'm not saying it's not. I agree. The Eagles would still be a much, I'll say, better or much better quarterback sneaking team than most. But – I'm telling you, man, I've seen them do stuff. It's almost like the way it factors into strategy also. I mean, how many times on third and five do we see the Eagles run because they then get that to fourth and one and then convert? Whereas a third and five, you know, I don't know what the percentage is on that. Is that a 50-50? Is that a 40% chance to convert on third and five? I'm not quite sure. But they take a third and five to a fourth and one. They take a fourth and one to a first and 10, and they still have the ball. I mean, I feel like we see it happen a lot.
And maybe Kelce can give us his feel. I don't know if he got any feedback from anybody else who was in the room. He got to hear everybody else. I think part of why they got 22 votes, why they almost pulled it off and ran the touch push out the door was they've been doing this now for several years. So the whole, hey, just stop it argument is, well, they've been trying and they haven't been able to do it.
That's
so
right.
They threw up their hands and go, if you can't beat them, vote them out.
Yeah, no, Jerry Jones all but admitted it. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Talk to Dan in Philadelphia. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, bud.
Joe, can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you switch mics with Devin?
Good call. You're not kidding.
Dude,
You're not kidding.
So mad about our success with the tush push.
No, I'm not. No, that's not. I'm not mad at Dan. If you don't hear legitimate excitement in my voice that it's retained, then you're missing what I'm saying, man. I would have voted it out, but I think it's great for the Eagles that it stayed.
I think it's amazing for the Eagles, but it just
I agree.
Super annoyed.
I'm annoying?
No, that you're super annoyed by like the success of it or something because you hate. The
no, players. No, no. I'm not annoyed by it. It's just one of those things. It's almost like when the Sixers were tanking. And they were benefiting by getting these high picks. And I thought, the league shouldn't incentivize teams to tank that much by giving you that high a percentage. Not that it was like 50% first pick, but, you know, it was weighted in a different way than it is now. And sometimes I feel like a situation's a little dirtyish, you know. I mean, I'm just telling you, straight up, I don't think the tush-push should be allowed, but because it is the Eagles' benefit, I'm glad they benefit.
Yeah, I don't find anything wrong with the play. We'll just go back to the simple basis of it. If you don't want, like it, stop it. So, as for the Phillies, right? They're great. They're rolling. Like, but what are we going to do about Alvarado? What do we trade? What do we?
It could be as simple as they don't have to, because Ranger could be that guy in the right. playoffs. So let's just start with that. I actually don't think they have to trade for someone. I don't. But I think they probably will. But I mean, Dan, I think it's pretty clear that the Phillies are extremely likely to make the playoffs as is.
Of course.
So, I mean, imagine a scenario where, I mean, they could have three starting pitchers enter the bullpen in October. They could have Ranger. They could have Painter. They could have Abel. I mean, I'm not kidding. They could have three starting pitchers enter the bullpen in October.
But do you think they're high leverage guys?
I think Ranger would come into a dirty inning where there's Ranger guys on base the inning's be gone. I think Painter and Abel would probably not. I think they'd be the guys that come in start of the sixth, start of the seventh, start of the fifth. You got a little bit of an issue there, but my God, they do have options.
All right. I mean, I feel good about it, but I know Ranger could do the high leverage thing, but I don't know about the other guy. I don't think Nola could do a high leverage situation for sure.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, for what it's worth, we saw Brett Myers move from a starter to a reliever and be really good. We saw John Smoltz do it.
The
biggest key. I think the biggest key for Aaron Nola is just to get right, wherever he's pitching. Dan, give me an answer, man. A great summer movie character.
Al Zervic from Caddyshack.
Wow. Yeah, so that's Rodney, right?
That's Rodney. Al Zervic is Rodney,
Holy mackerel. That is a monstrous answer. Jody, where do you stand on all that Philly starters to the bullpen stuff? Where do you stand on all that?
Well, first things first. Do we know that Caddyshack is a summer movie?
Hold on. Devin's microphone
Am I back?
Oh, my God.
I'm back.
Oh, my God. Woo. We do know it's a summer movie. But yeah, we do know it's a summer movie because the kid's trying to get the scholarship to go to school.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and they're all at the pool.
Yeah, and they're at the pool.
Don't you get scholarships much earlier than July?
Well, not in this movie.
If you're going in September?
No, this summer movie
Joey,
character.
It's about feel. You know,
it's about feel.
Yeah,
okay.
It's about
well, you
feel.
Didn't feel, so you didn't feel Ferris Bueller.
No,
so
I didn't
for
feel.
What it's worth, okay. I wasn't going to jump in with this, but we had someone call up and say that the Ferris Bueller Parade is the Von Steuben Parade, which happens in Chicago in September every year.
Oh, I'm just interesting. Saying.
I'm trying to do a little research on it. There's not as much as you would think.
Interesting.
I'm researching it.
Okay. No,
and,
I think
and
that
oh,
works.
By the way, if it's September 3rd and Labor Day doesn't come till the 6th, it's the summer.
Doesn't have the feel. All right, Devin. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Wow,
this is crazy.
Yeah, you sound good.
Do I?
Yes,
that's
very
good.
Much so.
That's good. Happy to join you. I do think Ferris Bueller is a summer movie.
No way. Absolutely.
You the woman, Devin.
It's just the vibe. It's the overall vibe of it.
Turn your mic back on. No, I'm just kidding.
Horrendous. Devin, the Phils.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
What a turnaround.
Yeah, I mean.
It is kind of Eagles-esque.
I'm not willing to go that far yet.
Well,
they
can't win it all yet, but I mean, from the struggles of the Eagles,
they did just
what
play
became,
the two worst teams in the league. But
they did.
Yeah, they did exactly what they should do with, you know, two sweeps of the Pirates and then the Rockies. So I'll take it. I mean, even a game like yesterday, they didn't have as many hits as they had earlier in the series where they were putting up like double-digit hits, but four hits is enough to get it done. Bryce Harper, clearly the buzz cut is working for him. He took a note from Nick Sirianni's book. He's heating up at the plate, and I think everything is starting to click. The big question now is just, you know, what happens with the bullpen? Do they continue to perform as well as they have? I mean, you mentioned Romano earlier in the show, and he's really turned it around. Even my guy, Ryan Kirkgreen, has been doing pretty well. Just one pitch, but it was enough to get him out of the inning yesterday. So I just hope that they can keep it up when they start to play, you know, better teams as the season goes on.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. They have the Braves coming to Citizens Bank Park next week. That's going to be a big series.
Absolutely.
And, oh, by the way, Acuna is supposed to come back tonight.
Today, is he?
Today is supposed to be first game Acuna activated for the Braves. Yeah, so he'll be here for the Phils next season. Now on the pitching. if anybody who listens to me knows, I'm probably as big an Aaron Nola fan as there is here in town.
Yep.
I've been calling him an ace, which I get a lot of feedback for, a lot of grief for. I think the Phillies had, coming into the season in previous years, two aces. It's nice when you have two aces.
Yeah, it is.
I never said he was better than Wheeler.
Right.
I just said I believe they have two aces, and certainly he is the second one slotted in. I will say this. I think there's about a 0.4% chance that he goes to the bullpen. Like, next to nothing. That's not going to happen. I don't think he'd be able to do it in the bullpen.
Yeah.
He's never done it before. I don't think they want to try that. Big problem for Aaron this year, and it's been a problem for most of his career, but more so this year, he gives up the home runs. You can't do that out of the pen. You have to come in and you have to be able to get guys out, not give up home run, not multi-run home runs, which he does as well. There's no chance. I'd go so far to say as, because you said early, Nola could be out of the rotation. I don't think that's happening until the playoffs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying put Aaron Nola in the bullpen in freaking July.
Okay.
I mean, the bottom line is some starter and maybe multiple are going to the bullpen in October. Just are.
And I'm telling you, I don't think Aaron Nola will be one of them. That would be the third option. First option is, and I apologize, Aaron, because you know I'm a big fan, I think he could be Taiwan Walker and not pitch.
Ooh. Wait, who?
Nola.
Nola, he's saying.
Like, not on the roster?
Well, it depends. It depends if he bounces back. I mean, he's got to bounce back.
Well, we don't know if he's going to bounce back or not yet.
Is the to Jody's point, like, I don't think his stuff plays in the bullpen.
No.
I don't buy that as much as people say. I mean, if you're a good pitcher, you're a good pitcher, man. I don't buy that nonsense. I just don't.
Well, I don't know if Aaron Nola's a good pitcher right now.
Joe, I don't know that he is either. I mean, number one, he has to bounce back.
Yeah.
How many great bullpen guys can you think of who throw 92, 93?
John Franco.
Yeah, dude, that was a long time
a while
ago, man.
McGraw.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm with you,
and
man.
Nola can develop a freaking screwball. All right? That was one
you
of the best
believe,
pitches ever.
You
got to believe, Joe. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It actually is about whether you believe or not. In a very prominent Phil who's played very well lately, Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you believe in Trey Turner moving forward this season? Now, we're not putting it, you know, 8 years from now when the contract's still going, okay? We're not, you know, talking about that. We're saying, do you, because he has played really well lately. Do you believe in Trey Turner moving forward this season? A, yes, B, no, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's listen to Saquon Barkley. He joined that Reed Blankenship, Cooper DeJean podcast talking about a number of things, one of which, of course, is the tush push, which we know this week stays based on the advocacy of Jeffrey Lurie and Jason Kelce. Kelce will join us at 7:30 today to discuss it. Let's listen to Saquon on the tush push, and he's got an interesting fact in here I didn't know, wild fact. Listen to Saquon.
We saw you interview on ESPN, right, about the tush push and people banning it. So, like, what's your thoughts on that?
For me, personally, as a player, I know if I don't want to do a tush push on the one-yard line, make sure I score. I think I got tackled at the one-yard line, like, 11 times. But the banning thing of it, I think it's soft, to be honest. And, like, the teams that want to ban it, because everybody can do it. Like, right. It's not like a play that, like, we only can do. Everybody
it's
can
not
do.
Like trademark.
Yeah, yeah, and we happen to have one of the best and biggest O-lines, and Jalen Hurts can squat 600 pounds. Like, that's not our fault. Like, Josh Allen is super big. They're not as successful as it. Lamar Jackson is one of the best running quarterbacks of all time. They're not as successful as it. So it's not something that, like, everyone can't do.
Right.
So, like, them trying to eliminate it, it's just like, I think that's kind of lame.
Look, I mean, it's an interesting perspective and one that most people in Philly would share. I knew he got tackled at the one a lot. I didn't know it was 11 times.
It seemed like quite a few.
It did.
It's funny to me that he remembers that. And, like, I think that's the type of thing you say, you know, a player, like, he won't care a player like him because he's a team guy. I'm not saying he's not a team guy, but it's funny that, like, he was aware. And
well, just imagine,
kind of
if eight of them, let's not give him 11 for 11 conversion from the one, him specifically, because it could be Hurts, it could be a different running back, it could be a pass play. But imagine a scenario where, because this is what most NFL teams would do, they'd hand it to their best back, especially if he's a star from the one-yard line. Imagine a scenario where he scores eight more touchdowns. That's an MVP.
Yeah, but did he say that? Do we have to listen to it again? I think he said, I was tackled 11 times at the one-yard line. Well, the play could have started at the 9.
No,
and
I'm
he ran
that,
it down
yeah.
to the
no,
1.
No, I'm saying the next play, he'd get the ball
and
score
a touchdown.
Oh, give
it to him
again. Yeah, yeah.
Except you got Jalen Hurts, no, who's better at it than he is.
Well, yeah, especially
like
when...
they wouldn't have had to even do the tush push had he not been tackled at the 1 yard.
Yeah, I mean, like, think of it this way. Derrick Henry is going to get those carries because Lamar Jackson's not going to quarterback sneak as much as Jalen Hurts. So there's multiple factors. There's a tush push, and then there's Jalen would just be a really good quarterback sneak quarterback. Anyway, Carson was a good quarterback sneak quarterback. I mean, bigger guys can be better at it, and technique is part of it. But, I mean, if he had scored – I mean, look, James, you were saying it back in October, Saquon's not going to win the MVP because of the quarterback thing, and you weren't wrong.
Yeah, I mean, sadly. I wanted him to.
He should have won it.
It's just the way it is now. It's stupid. I agree with you, but that's, I knew it was – I was like, he has to break the record, and they have to have the best record, and right. then maybe he'll win it.
Yeah, and, like, if he had 25 touchdowns, then maybe they would have given it to him. But it is amazing that it was 11 times at the 1. I mean, that is something. Let's go to Margie right now. Margie, good morning.
Good morning. I am offering up Will Smith as Steve Hiller in Independence Day.
Great answer.
Yeah. That's another one.
Punching aliens.
That's a summer vibe.
Punching aliens.
I like that answer.
That's a good answer right there.
Nobody can debate that's a summer movie since it's July 4th.
It's called Independence Day, so yeah, I think so.
All right, Margie, outstanding answer. You're certainly you want to win these Phillies tickets, right?
I sure do.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm just curious. Will Smith in Independence Day or Rodney and Caddyshack, what do you really think?
I got to go with Will Smith.
I would think that would be your answer.
Good answer.
All right, Margie, good call right there. Excellent.